Well, hello there again. This is Brandon. Welcome to Sons of the Double Cheeseburger. I'm here with Kevin. Kevin, how are you?
I am good, Brandon. How are you?
I'm all right. Other than the fact that I'm living in the West, where we are not even joking. It's like everything is on fire. We are having the worst fire season in history. And the fires were real bad in our neighborhood a couple of weeks ago, or in our immediate area a couple of weeks ago. They moved to other places now, but it's the skies are just filled with smoke and haze all the time, and we haven't seen the sun other than, like, as this little pale disc in about 4 days. It's a little weird. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you have provided a picture or two, and those have been consistent with all of the others that I've seen. I mean, not that yours would be inconsistent. You're trying to fake something.
I've got deep fakes of the California fires, yeah.
But to me, it's surprising how it's even up north, farther north, like Oregon, right?
I think it's gone up. Yeah, I think it's not just California that's dealing with
Northwest
this.
Northwest even, which is really uncommon.
Right.
I'm sure they have some wildfires up there, but it's not like it's not uncommon to hear about California wildfires every year, right?
Right. Right.
Obviously, these last couple or few years have become increasingly more dramatic and destructive.
Yes.
But I don't know that I have any recollection of hearing about fires farther up the coast, farther north of the coast, which is just another sign that whatever causes forest fires, you know, whatever sort of environmental conditions are getting worse.
Yeah. Well, another sign of that would be that that the five largest fires by acreage in California in recorded history have all happened in the last 4 years, and three of them are burning at present.
Yeah, that's ridiculous, because California is a... Forest fires are one of the things that California has, right?
Yeah.
Like, some places have hurricanes, or some places have tornadoes. California has forest fires.
Well, and some of that is just because that's how that ecosystem
right.
exactly. replenishes itself.
It's a normal, natural disaster.
Mm-hmm.
It's not to sell it short, but I mean, it is a common thing to have happen. It would be the same thing as if you heard that this was, you know, something was the most powerful tornado that had ever gone through Oklahoma, or the most destructive hurricane that had ever hit Florida. That has to stand out.
Yes.
Because those are places that, you know, there's a lot of history with. It can't be easy for something to be the worst of that you've ever seen.
Right, right.
So I'm sympathetic. I feel it's crazy.
Well, and some of it...
Bad, but that doesn't seem right. It's worse than that. I can't imagine the impact this has, even on people who are not having to vacate their homes or businesses or anything like that. Just what you were talking about in terms of, you know, the sun being blotted out, essentially, and the emotional effect that has, or the you know, psychological effect that has on people.
Yeah, it's just it's very weird. I mean, we I think I put something in social media one day this week where the sky the whole day just was sort of grayish orange, and the times when it was orange was really eerie, and the times when it was just gray. It looked like the kind of sky that I would expect from, like, late winter in the Midwest. But it was, like, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and it's September. It's really right. still summer.
On the Pacific Coast.
On the Pacific right. Coast, right. Right. Very weird. So, yeah, I mean, that's, you know, again, it's yet another piece of what has been such a weird and... really difficult year, I think, for everybody. But yeah, it's these fires have been pretty intense, very destructive, and Yeah, I don't know what more to say than that. It, and again, some of it was like dew. I mean, like in the fire that was closest to us, that was in the Santa Cruz Mountains. The Santa Cruz Mountains had not had a meaningful sized fire in more than 100 years.
Oh, wow.
And in fact, even then, the fire that happened at that time was a relatively small portion. It was 30-something thousand acres, whereas the fire that that has ended up happening this time is many, many times that size. So, yeah, it's in the long run, it's going to help. It's going to clear out a lot of things, and there's, you know, there's going to be growth that's going to recover. In the short term, it's going to mean that a lot of parkland and a lot of stuff like that is going to be closed and is going to be unavailable, and there's a lot of rebuilding that has to happen. And there are, you know, thousands of homes and other structures that have been destroyed, and many people have died. When I say many people, I don't know how to contextualize that for people. Deaths are not like in the hundreds, but it's tragic that a bunch of people have died in this as well. So yeah, a lot of that stuff has been kind of heavy on our thoughts, and it is weird. I mean, again, like you said, when growing up, I was sort of vaguely aware of the idea that that there are forest fires in the West at times, but certainly nothing like this. Had no sense of it being anything like this. And of course, it never has been anything like this before. So
right, exactly. The reason you don't recall anything like this is because of what you told us just a few minutes ago.
Yeah.
That this is the worst it's ever been.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. I mean, if you have three of the worst fires ever burning at the same time,
right,
you have to assume that's just the worst it's ever been.
Right.
Well, and while we were in Arizona, there were fires all over the place too. In the Phoenix area, and then my family and I went down to Tucson and saw our aunt, our mother's middle sister, and there was a fire burning on the mountain just, you know, not that far from them, and you could see it from their house.
Yeah.
And that ended up being a huge fire as well. So, I mean, this has just been hitting all kinds of places.
It's in Colorado.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's been a bad fire season on top of everything else that has been difficult in 2020. Yeah. How are you doing? Not on fire, thankfully.
No, I'm not. I'm doing okay. Yeah, I'm still doing the census work. I am possibly going to be traveling for the census.
Oh, wow.
Within this next week. There are a few places that apparently are behind in terms of their enumeration.
Okay.
Not our area. Our area is actually, the numbers are quite good.
Excellent.
So there's very little work left here, actually.
Okay.
For us, because we've been so good.
Nice job. Nice job, Northwestern Illinois. Way to go.
But there are a few other regions, and I don't think I should name them. But yeah, so they're going to try and send some people into at least three other regions that I was told about. So.
Okay. Guam?
No. No, I would love to go to Guam, though.
Yeah.
I would love to go to Guam or Marshall Islands or any of those. Are those called protectorates or what are they?
Territories.
Territories, yeah.
Yeah. If you were the president, you would know that even less than you know it now. But anyway, that's an aside.
I'm going to tell you, if I was the president,
yeah,
I'd bone up on my terminology for all that stuff too. You know what I mean?
Evidence suggests that that's no longer a thing you do when you're the president. So,
if I was the president, I'd take a couple minutes, and yeah, I'd look into that.
Maybe not,
just to make sure. But right.
So, is it going to be? I know you're not going to tell us exactly where, but I mean, like, international, or is it going to be domestic?
Domestic, because the census counts the United States. I know that was your joke, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
We have to count every single expatriate. Crazy.
That's rough, man. Well, somebody's got to do it.
We can use as a proxy. You can watch House Hunters International. You see some people on there, you know, where they buy a home. So you can mark that down. Okay, we see there's two individuals there that were buying this home.
My understanding is that there's now a show called, I think it's called 90 Day Fiancé The Other Way, where Americans, and I'm not even joking, where Americans move to another country to marry someone. As opposed to having the person move here. So you could probably also watch that to do some census work.
Were I not already married, I might do that just for the fun of it.
Oh, your wife is going to give you an out here. She's going to be like, you know what? This sounds entertaining for all of us.
I think she's still trying to get a return on her investment. You know, at some point she's going to say no more good money after bad, but I think right now she's still hoping to achieve some return.
Does that mean she did not listen to the episode of this podcast a while back when we talked about sunk costs?
I don't know if she did or not, to be honest. Okay.
Fair enough. Okay. So.
Does your wife listen to me?
Oh, no. No, no. She definitely does not.
Right. They hear plenty of us, right?
Yeah. I think. I'm not sure she's listening now, but I'm not podcasting. See, my wife, and this is not to dish on her. This is a conversation she and I have all the time, and she's fully aware of this. She has an ability to block out what's happening around her. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So we can be in a room together, which I don't have this ability in the way that she has it. We can be in a room together, and stuff's going on, but if she's like playing a game or she's reading a book or, you know, sending an email or something like that, she has no clue what's being said. None at all. So to the point that I can't even like, I can't say to her, I can't like think of something and go, oh, this is interesting. She doesn't hear that.
I was going to say, I mean, does she have any awareness that there's other sounds?
I mean, I'm not in her head. Well, so I'm not sure.
I don't know if you'd asked her at some point what the parameters were of this.
Most of the time that I try to ask her, it ends up devolving into a fight.
So don't ask her. That's fine. It's not that important for us to find out. Yeah. I understand.
I know what I need to know here, which is that she didn't hear me. So. Yeah, but it's amazing. Because then I really think that people should listen when I talk. This is what I think about myself, and so I will still sometimes get a little irritated. I'm like, well, I don't understand. You're in this room, and I said, hey, honey, here's such and such, and you didn't hear that? And she's like, well, you didn't, like, let me know. It's like, the hey, honey was letting you know, but that not enough.
You didn't get an acknowledgement?
No.
See, that's... reminds me of something that I do.
Hand signals or something.
Shoot a flare.
Yeah.
Something I do is I will say something to somebody, but put their name at the end of what I've said.
Sure.
Which, every time I do that, I think, well, now I've gotten their attention after I've said everything.
After you've said everything, yeah. Well, sure. So... otherwise, undoubtedly, well, they're listening
they
now.
Probably, as soon as my voice, they heard my voice, mm-hmm. they should have started listening. Because, you know, gold was coming through.
Just falling out there.
Right. But apparently that's not what happens.
No?
So.
Okay.
So that's something I try and work on, but I've failed at repeatedly.
Yeah, I'm with you. So, no, but definitely my wife does not listen to the podcast. She has better things to do with her time, which I think includes Animal Crossing.
The new Animal Crossing?
I think so. Like the one that everyone's been playing all year.
That's on whatever the...
The Nintendo Switch, yes.
Yeah, okay.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know that my wife does actually listen on occasion.
There you go.
I don't know what that means.
Is it because people should listen to me?
Is it probably
not. That's probably not it either.
You might say something funny or worth hearing.
No. I don't think she thinks that. I don't know. Anyway.
She has a relatively high opinion of you.
Well, that's good to know.
Sure.
I don't expect that generally.
Of course not. So other than, so you have the fires.
Yeah.
But otherwise, you're doing okay?
Yeah, I think so.
Any, no other interesting events or anything?
No, nothing real notable.
I had a bee get stuck in my shirt today.
Yikes. Was that harrowing?
It was harrowing. That's a great way to describe it. It was... Yeah, so picked up my kids from school, took my daughter to dance, all mm-hmm. right? And it was only a 45-minute class, so my son Martin and I were going to just take a little walk around the downtown area of Aurora and chit-chat and, you know. And as we're walking, we're getting near the library, the main branch of the library, and I feel like a little pinch in my arm, and then I feel a little pinch like in my shoulder blade, and I'm like, ah, and I ask him to scratch it. And he scratches, and then I start hearing like a buzzing noise. I'm like, where's that buzzing noise coming from? And then I feel like kind of another little feeling, sensation. And then Martin hears the buzzing noise as well. And then I feel on my arm, and I realize there's something in my sleeve.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to pull back my sleeve to get it to fly out.
Okay.
It does not fly out. It goes further back. So now it's like on my rear, on my back, my rear.
The back of your arm, you're saying.
It's on my rear scapula.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Not my forward scapula. Mm. It's aft. What's aft in sailing? Is that the rear?
Yeah, let's say yes.
Do we have any...
I live
Find
by the.
If we have any sailors.
I live by the sea, but I do not have a boat. So let's say
four,
yes.
Four, right? Four is the front, right?
And I aft. Think so. Yeah.
And then you have port and starboard are the sides, right?
And aft, I think aft actually dates back to the time when F's and S's were spelled the same, and it was.
So he was on my port side. And he went aft.
Yes.
And then at that point, I couldn't, you know, manipulate my shirt in a good enough fashion, you know, effective enough fashion to get him out, him or her out. And
yes.
So I made the executive decision, standing in front of the main library of the second largest city in Illinois, I just took my shirt off.
Sure.
And then Martin said he saw it fly away. But it was lots of buzzing. It was agitated, as was I.
Sure. Well, it wanted to get out of there.
Right. But I'm still not convinced I was actually stung.
That may be the case. I think you might be okay.
I felt some pinching or some, you know, but... So then I was trying to figure out, are there other winged pests that make buzzing noises that aren't bees?
I think there are some bees that don't actually sting. Like, I was reading. I know
there are some that don't
yeah,
sting.
Right? Yeah.
But it was, I mean, there were some uncomfortable pinches there. You know what I mean?
Sure.
I don't know what it was. But anyway, so.
This reminds me, I was just reading something this last week that there are at least, there are maybe like two varieties of bees that are blue and not yellow. Did you know that? Yeah.
I did not. And now I want to see one.
One of them is called the orchard mason bee. Oh. And then there's another one that is from Florida. I don't have a Florida joke for that. I wish I did, but I don't.
I have a soft spot in my heart for Florida, as you know, so.
I know you do. Yes. And the apparently the blue bees in Florida, this might have been how I'd heard about this recently, is that they had been thought to be extinct and had not been spotted for like 4 years.
Wow.
And they saw one apparently in a nightclub in Miami, I believe.
Now it's going to record a track with Pitbull.
That's what it was there for. Yes.
Mr. Worldwide. Mm-hmm. Mr. Extinct Bee.
So that's right. Mr. Extinct Bee. That would be great. I think, let me see. The name of that bee is the Blue Calamintha.
Ooh.
Yeah, so I think Pitbull should now go by Mr. Blue Calamintha. Yeah.
I was going to say I'd like to hear him make a song about the Blue Calamintha, but that's not true, because I would not like to hear any song that Pitbull
You'd
makes.
Not like to hear Pitbull make a song.
I would like to hear that he made a song.
Sure. I see the difference there.
And I don't know. I mean, I guess I don't know enough about Pitbull. What if Pitbull's a nice guy?
Could be.
Do you ever have that concern? Like, there's somebody in entertainment or someone in the public eye whose, you know, craft you may not appreciate or whatever the case may be. But then you're like, your tendency or your impulse is to savage them because of that, you know.
Yeah.
This is a no-talent hack and et cetera, et cetera. But then do you ever worry, what if they're a nice person and I'm being too mean to them?
Well, I try in the first place not to savage too many people.
Well, right.
Like, I try to make sure they've given pretty ample amount of evidence that they got it coming first. But I do sometimes have it that there are people that I don't think very much of, and then I learn something about them, or it's something happens that causes me to wonder, oh, maybe that person's got more depth or more kindness or something than I ever occurred to me. The whole situation, I have to admit, like the whole situation where I think wasn't it Kim Kardashian who was advocating for prison reform?
Right.
That confused me. I was like, I didn't see that coming. So.
Yeah, there's, and that I think that's an instance of that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, like the Kardashians, it's probably, I don't know, is there, see, I can't even, I don't know that I can say this definitively, is there, that there isn't much hidden, you know what I mean?
Right.
But maybe a lot, maybe much of that is an act.
Maybe.
I mean, it's an entertainment empire, you know, maybe they're behaving in a way that they know suits people's interests, and on their own, you know, they're less as they would appear to be.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm overthinking this.
Maybe.
I just don't want to, you know, I don't want to, like, all, suddenly tomorrow, because this is the way this would work, I'll read something about how Pitbull, you know, has, you know, built hundreds of schools for underprivileged children, and, you know, and I'll be like, oh, son of a.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But well, also, go ahead.
I'm finding there's a whole category of activism by Pitbull. Pitbull. See, that's
what
a good
if
one.
Been Pitbull.
I've been leaving behind a joke this entire time that I believe I saw on Twitter, and I think it was Blaine Kapach, who is who's a comic who favors just like the worst puns. just why I follow him on Twitter.
No bad puns.
Blaine Kapach would like to test that theory. Continuously. I believe that he was the one who theorized that Pitbull's real name is Pete Bool. So I've been thinking about that the whole time.
I'm trying to imagine. I've got Pitbull, an image of Pitbull in my head, and imagining people like, hey, Pete.
That was the best part of it. The idea that that guy is named Pete Bool. Pitbull has spent the last decade trying to close the poverty gap in Miami among Latinos through educational initiatives. He started charter schools and...
Oh! I nailed it!
He also used his private plane to bring cancer patients from Puerto Rico to the mainland after Hurricane Maria for treatments. And he has released a song during the pandemic called I Believe That We Will Win, parentheses, World Anthem.
Well, of course he's Mr. Worldwide.
Yes.
It's gotta be the world, right?
The song inspires those affected by the COVID-19 outbreak to, quote, face everything and rise. I don't know how one faces everything simultaneously.
I mean, it seems fairly...
I only have one face.
But I guess I can...
Sure.
I can respect the intent.
Right? Oh, absolutely. Well, you do what you can do, right? He's a musician. Right. Make a song. And he makes stuff that's big, anthemic, as far as I know. I mean, I think. I've only seen him on the Super Bowl. I'm assuming that all of his music is like Super Bowl halftime shows. Is that correct?
Yes. I can't.
That's what I take from it.
And I also cannot parse out the parodies of Pitbull that I've seen from the real thing in my head now. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
I did not create a solid enough partition between truth and fiction.
Right.
So now I'm left with my uncertainty.
There you go. Pitbull's real first name is Armando.
See, that fits. That makes sense. That's a good name. That's a fun name. I like Armando.
Yeah.
It's better than Kevin.
No, it's not. Yeah. Kevin's perfectly solid. I was going to say perfectly fine, and then that didn't sound good enough, so I jumped to solid.
I had two parents on my...
You did have two parents, I know.
The team I managed this year.
Oh, I'm sorry, different
gotcha.
Topic.
Gotcha. Yeah, I spoke too soon, didn't you?
I did.
Who were named Fernando, which is similar to Armando. In that
it is similar, it rhymes.
The feel and vibe. Yeah.
Do you know what Lil Jon's first name, real first name is?
If it's not John, I'm going to be stumped.
You know what? It's Jonathan. You figured it out. That's pretty good. But did you know that Flavor Flav's real first name is not Flavor?
Yeah, I think I knew that too.
Okay. Man, you're on this stuff.
What's Chuck D's first name?
Flavor Flav's real name is William Jonathan Drayton Jr. That is the worst hype man name ever.
Sounds like a wide receiver for the Dolphins in the 80s.
It does.
And let's see, what's
see. You want to know Chuck D's real name? It's not Chuck. It's Carlton. Oh, again. See, this is, you know what, and this is not picking on these on the people that we're talking about, but rappers who came up with like cool names for themselves because their names did not sound cool enough. You would not have listened to a rapper named Carlton Douglas Ridenour.
No, that's a pretty cool name.
Would it? Okay.
On its own.
Yeah.
Right. I think there's it's just that that is a genre that goes for that that element of character, right?
Yeah.
Where you come up with a name. You have an alternate name. And that's fine.
Sure.
I don't know that really
means I'm not, like I said, these aren't wrong. Bad names, no, but these don't sound like the Carlton Ridenour and Chuck D don't sound like the same person.
No, they don't. But yeah.
That's like probably Russell great, Simmons, though.
Russell Simmons doesn't sound like a mogul of some kind, does he?
No, I don't think so.
Of that particular genre. But these are solid names. We've talked about names before.
Uh-huh.
And those names you mentioned, those have some panache.
Yeah, they do.
So, I think that's good. Good for them. I've always wondered when people have an alternate name they use in entertainment,
mm-hmm.
if they use that name then with their familiars. Right? They're like,
yeah.
Bono's kids call him Bono.
That's a good question. I'm more curious if the Edge's kids call him Edge.
Or, so Bob Dylan, I don't know that I've ever read that, did he legally change his name to Dylan from Zimmerman?
Well, I'm thinking he did, because Jacob Dylan doesn't go by Jacob Zimmerman, right?
Right, but what if he just... it's just because it's also a stage name for him as well. Do you know
maybe.
What I mean?
Yeah, maybe.
Like you have Martin Sheen.
Yeah.
Charlie Sheen.
Mm-hmm.
And
Emilio Estevez.
His other son and other brother.
Yeah.
Right, who goes by Martin Sheen's given surname. Right?
Yeah. Well, according to this, Jacob Dylan's birth name was Jacob Luke Dylan. So,
okay, so, yeah.
So apparently by December 9th, 1969, Bob Dylan had changed his name. Look what I just did there. See?
Maybe either he changed it or, I guess your last name, you can just use whatever you want, really, right?
Yeah.
If you're just being born,
mm-hmm.
there's nothing to change. It's all new.
Yeah. So, yeah, names are fun. I don't know. I would be very, I suppose the list of people that I would be most curious about what their families call them at home would include all of the people we just named.
Right.
Bono and the Edge, Flavor Flav, Dr. Dre, probably Ludacris.
Probably other people like Madonna.
Yeah.
Mick Jagger.
I'm thinking they just call him Mick.
I'm curious if there's other, like, even then with people whose names don't have stage names.
Yeah.
Do they have something else that someone calls them? You know? I'm sure there is. Okay, so it's probably a pretty straightforward question.
Yeah.
Everyone has somebody who has some sort of nickname or familiar name or something, a name that they've views because they've known someone for, you know, since childhood or
mm-hmm.
something.
A lot of us have pet names, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's do this.
It was interesting. We both lost interest in that conversation.
At the same time. That was good timing, yeah.
It was winding down. Neither of us had much interest for a little while there, and then...
Yeah. Gave it another little shot, and then, no, it's just not there. So... I'm going to let everybody know, one of the things you and I talked about is we're going to try to keep these episodes a little tighter in the future. Because we love to talk and we love to share this with everybody, but we also know that we can just get meandering, and so we're going to cut that a little bit shorter. So I think maybe this is a good place for us to call it a day. We want to remind you, if you want to reach us, Calhoun, Colorado is still where our post office box is. There are only 700, 800 people in Calhoun, so honestly, you can just put Sons of the Double Cheeseburger, Calhoun, Colorado, and they're going to find us. So put that in the mail.
P.O. Box 303, right?
Yeah, P.O. Box 303, right.
80808. Please.
Yeah. What?
80808, the zip code.
That is correct. Thank
Colorado
you.
Colorado is CO. That's its state abbreviation. Mm-hmm.
All of this is helpful, too, because, you know, again, we want to support the Postal Service. We want to make sure they stay in business. And so, make sure to flood the mail, the post office in Calhoun, Colorado, with mail to us. We appreciate it. They're doing fine work there. They're doing the Lord's work in Calhoun. So.
Yeah, I wanted to swear here as you brought up the Postal Service, but I'm not going to.
No. We're going to keep it tight. There are bad forces around the Postal Service, but we're gonna think positive on this.
I wish nothing good for that Postmaster General DeJoy.
No. I wanted to make a pun about the joy down in my heart. And I did. There it was. It was magical, and that's a good place to end. So, you can send to us there. You can follow us on Facebook at Sons of the Double Cheeseburger. Do we have an Instagram presence yet? Are we on the gram?
I've created the page. I've done nothing else in terms of setting it up.
Okay. Do we have a Snapchat account?
We don't have Snapchat or TikTok or WhatsApp or WeChat or what are some of these others out there?
Yeah.
None of them. However many others there are out there, we have none of those.
Although, you know, if people want to propose TikTok dances or something that we do, send those to Calhoun, Colorado as well. They'll get those to us, and then we'll open up a TikTok account.
I'm open to Twitter because, while Twitter is still a hellscape, it's not as much of one as Facebook. I'd really like to transition away from Facebook.
Yeah.
Because really, Facebook is... Well, I think we all know what Facebook is.
Yeah. No, but see, we don't. That's the amazing thing. Because both sides of the political spectrum hate Facebook and are convinced that Facebook is working for the other side. Have you noticed that?
Yes.
How can that be?
I have an opinion on the fact that which side Facebook is really leaning.
As do I. But I think it's a pretty extraordinary thing that Facebook has, you know, when we say, like, we all know it, I mean, it's, there are two different realities around Facebook, and they are nowhere near each other.
I think the best statement we can make is there are no realities associated with Facebook.
It's fair enough.
There's no actual realities. It's all algorithmic lies, false impressions. Sorry, we really should have stopped fighting.
We should have. But for now you can still find us on Facebook. But
I will get the Instagram set up because we haven't put up any of the nice pictures of Calhoun. None of that stuff. So I'd like to get that going. And I will see of the handful of people that have connected with us on Facebook, I'll see if I can try and connect with them on the gram.
All right.
Owned by Facebook.
Sounds good. All right.
We should really just have a mailing list. Send out postcards to people.
We really, again, doing our part for the Postal Service. That would be nice.
If you provide us your address, anybody who might hear this.
Yeah.
If you actually provide me or Brandon with your address, I will send you a written update. I will print out pictures that relate to the episode in question, and I will mail that to you.
Yeah.
I will do an old school mailing list for you.
I like it. How about this?
So that's a little bit of a challenge, right?
Yeah. Here, I have some. This kind of brings everything full circle. We were talking about how things are going these days. So one of the ways that we keep things sane here in the Woosley House in California is 3 or 5 days a week, Zachary paints out in the backyard.
Yeah, I love that.
And he really enjoys painting. But he doesn't want to do anything with these after he's painted them. Wants to do it, and he's done. So, yeah, give us your address, and I will send you a painting.
That's tight. Yeah, that's cool.
So,
I'd like a painting.
Now, if you don't want a painting, then send us your address and say, please, no painting. Because I don't want that to be the thing that stops you from sending us your address. If you're like, no, God, Brandon's going to start sending me paintings. No, but if you want a painting, Zachary will make a painting for you and we'll send it to you. All right?
I love it. I love it.
Cool.
Because those paintings are great.
I love what he does.
I've loved watching when you've posted him.
On the gram.
The painting. Because I really get a sense of his enjoyment and connection with it. And I think that's fabulous. I love it. I love watching it.
He's extremely chill when he does it, which is really wild because, folks, my son is not extremely chill generally, as a rule.
Right. He's very into it.
Yeah.
And then when he's done, you can tell he's done.
And he's back to being the very high-energy 17-year-old that he is. Yes.
But it's to me that seeing how immersed he gets into it, he's really connecting with that with that process in some way, and I think it's really fun to see.
Yeah.
So, anyway, you'll enjoy them, people.
You will
if you do get a painting. If you give us your address, we won't use your we won't sell your address to
no.
another mailing list or anything.
Mm-mm.
We promise that.
Yeah. I was trying to think of a good mailing list we could sell it to, but I don't even have one. So no.
It's really very few of those.
Anyway. Very few. On the other hand, if you run a mailing list and you want to buy a mailing list, send to us, and we'll... No, we won't do that. Okay, that's getting too far afield.
I don't know where you're going with that.
I realized I didn't know where to end with it, so...
I don't want to sell anything. I don't want to sell anything that's bought or sold. I don't want to make or buy or sell anything that's bought or sold.
And... ending with a sure thing reference was the right way to go. I like it.
That is not the sure thing.
Isn't that the sure thing?
That's say anything.
Oh, you're right. Oh. Okay.
Sure thing is like, Nick. Yeah, it's Nick. Sorry. Kind of guy that lets you puke in his car. Nick.
Isn't sure thing also where it's, I have a credit card? Oh, but I'm only allowed to use it in case of an emergency?
Oh, that is the better pull from that movie.
Oh, well, maybe one will come up.
Come up. Yeah.
Okay. Well, to atone, I will go find my boombox and stand outside my house and serenade my wife.
Fun fact. My friends in high school, after that movie came out, called me Lloyd Dobler.
That is a fun fact, Lloyd. Lloyd, all null and void. Yeah.
If you know so much about women, what are you doing hanging out behind the gas and sip on a Friday night? Choice, man.
Conscious choice. Absolutely. All right. Well, it's been good talking to you.
Likewise.
Stay safe where you are, and whoever's listening, stay safe where you are, too. And we'll talk again soon.
All right.
All right. Bye.